There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome back to In Our Own World.
Welcome back to In Our Own World.
Get it, baby.
I almost forgot we were recording. I was like vibing a little too much.
A little shoulder shaking going on today. Well, babe, I don't know about you, but I have a heavy weight on my shoulders from the last couple episodes. So I feel
need
to take a breath and take a lap and take a laugh.
So we thought, let's laugh a little bit and let's do something that we haven't done before.
Well, also, babe, I mean, I don't know about you, but you named this podcast because, you know, I'm going to give you the credit for the name, at, you know, because it really is. But you know
just
what?
For the name?
Well, you have really good taste in girlfriends, too.
Oh, wow. I'll give you that. Yeah, because you've met a couple of the other ones.
Oh, I was just talking about me, but yeah.
Oh, you said girlfriends, plural. See, I don't know if I'd say the same.
Oh my God.
You have really good taste in girlfriend, babe. Girlfriend. No, just
oh
kidding.
My God. That's what I meant to say, girl.
I'm kidding. We'll cut all this out.
Well, anyway, I don't know about you, babe, but the name of the show is In Our Own World, right?
Yeah.
And I think that a big part of that is that we want people to know what it would be like to be in our world, you know, and whatever moment in that life, in our life that may be. For example, a big part of our life is our home, you know, like we take a lot of pride in the energy in our home and, you know, like the kind of gatherings that we have there. And I'm going to ask you a question. Those of you out there can answer too. You can guess. What do you think is one of the things obligatory you will do when you come to our home? I want to hear your answer, babe. And out there.
What do you mean obligatory? Hopefully nothing.
Like if you come to our house, what's one of the things for sure you're going to do?
Laugh. Probably sing Against Your Will.
Okay. And see dogs.
I was going to say the dogs.
Babe, if you come to
I'm
our house.
I'm just messing with you.
I know you are.
If you come to our house. We are pretty big on games.
We are.
We're not just big on like board games. We love card games. We love video games. We love physical games. Games that require.
Wait. Physical games?
I would consider throw burrito a physical game. That game, it can get really intense real fast.
It really can.
Yeah.
I just had a flashback of like when we were living on the beach and you like tackled your sister's boyfriend.
Because it's so says that you can use other items, including people, to protect yourself. I don't think you were even
playing Toto Burrito. I had just gone to the kitchen to get us water, and I just hear like,
ah! Okay, well, that doesn't
and count. I went back, and you were like dragging him. He's a tall guy, too.
Yeah, well, he probably deserved it. So.
So, yeah, if you come to our house, most likely you will play a game. I've been introduced to many a game thanks to Jem. I don't know how many of you board gamers are out there. And also, you know what? I just want to say, I feel like we grew up in an era where we played a lot of board games. Like, if you went into my closet as a kid, I had, you know, Pretty Pretty Princess and Monopoly and what's that game where the elephant throws the thing and you catch it?
Oh, Elephant.
I used to love board games. And I feel like now I get worried because a lot of kids are freaking playing on the iPad and stuff. And I feel like there's nothing wrong with a good old board game.
You know, those are great family bonding activities. It teaches you how to not be a sore loser.
So we want to take a breath and reset and also encourage everybody to play some games out there and get off their phones and have a good freaking time. So now that we're on the wavelength of taking a breath, chilling. Also, let's take a collective breath right now.
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Okay.
Okay. I hope you guys did that with us, because sometimes taking a breath is underrated.
Yeah.
Now, moving on from that, let's bring out your competitive spirit and fight. So, with that being said, if you come to our home, games are a very large part of that. That's something that's a part of ticket of exit of our home. And we have like a whole cabinet full of a bunch of board games.
Yeah, we have a whole fun cabinet. Yeah. There's only fun things in there.
Yeah.
Games and...
You can leave the rest to your imagination.
Games and stuff. Some stuff and games.
Balloons. Bubbles. Probably. We actually do have bubbles in there. But anyway, so babe, let's play 5 second rule. What do you think?
Okay, yeah. 5 second rule is a game that, well, it's 5 second rule uncensored.
Ooh la la.
Ooh la la. So 5 second rule uncensored. We actually haven't played this game before, but I did get a brief intro on it yesterday. And there's one thing that I love, and it's that the 5 second rule actual timer thing makes a sound effect that we will all get to know really well. And it goes like this.
That was really fun checking out at Target, huh?
Oh my God. Yeah, because no matter what, when you move the box, it makes a sound. So you can just imagine how I was. So a quick recap on the rules of 5 second rule. There are some cards here, and they all have a category or a question that they pose you, asking you to name 3 of something. So maybe let's say the card says 3 colors, and you'd be like red, white, and blue. And the whole deal is that you have to say those 3 things before your 5 seconds are up.
Or else what?
Or else you don't get the point.
And what happens?
Well, when you don't get the point for the card that you pulled, it goes to the next player. And that player gets a chance at trying to do it.
Okay. Copy that.
All right. All right. Are you ready to play?
No.
Okay. I'll go first.
So do I hold the thing?
Yeah. Since you're my opponent, I entrust you with the time. Okay.
Oh, boy. So I have this little squeakerini here. Is there a bola in here?
You get to read my question.
When I start to turn it upside down, that's 5 seconds?
When you start to turn it upside down, it starts counting down to the 5 seconds. When all of the bolas go to the bottom, then it's over. You pull the card because you're going to read it to me, right? And that's how I know what I'm going to have to say.
So do I start the timer after I pull the card?
After you read the card. Because
after I read the card?
Yes. I have 5 seconds to answer, not 5 seconds to listen.
Oh my God, I can't believe this.
Just go.
The first card.
Just go. No, go.
Name 3 sex toys.
Dildo, anal beads, and tassels. Are those sex toys? Hammock, the sex hammock. Vibrator? Did I say vibrator? Oh, no.
Wait, I think this malfunctioned, but you know a lot of sex toys.
No, the second the balls start going down, you're good. Name 3 disgusting things that people eat.
Boogers, oysters, clams.
Wait, what? Cliffs?
I said boogers, oysters, and clams, but aren't those all like the same thing?
No. Wait. Clams? are oysters. Wait, oysters are they? A type of clam.
Are they?
Yes.
So I get the point.
No. You. Oh, no. Okay.
I win.
Really quick.
I win. Are you Googling?
Yeah. Hold on. Okay. I've got to know.
Wait, hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, Jem is Googling if oysters and clams are in fact different things.
They are.
Haha, so I win.
Wait.
I win.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling. And it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., and on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for ensuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me, sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura Podcast Network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Identity theft protection starts here.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Name three cures for a hangover.
Advil, water, and a burger.
All right, that was a lot of time.
Well, you know, it ain't my first rodeo.
And my first rodeo.
I don't even drink. I used to, yeah. And I still do on occasion when it's worth it.
And you get stuffy.
Yeah, no, I'm basically allergic to life. It's good. So right now we're zero debatable to one.
No, five to zero. Two. I'm winning.
Wait a minute. 2-0.
Dude, 6-0. I'm winning.
2-0. This would be your 7-0, chance.
7-0, me.
Okay. All right. Don't 2 laugh. To maybe 1. Don't scoff. All right. Name three ways to pass the time on a plane.
Masturbation, alcohol, and movies.
Wow. I am going to second guess every time you get up to go to the airport restroom now.
It just came out.
It's good. It's good. Here you go. Here.
I love the last one was movies.
I know. God damn it. Read a book? Sleep? I don't know.
Almonds.
Anything.
Anything but that.
Oh shit.
Oh god. Okay.
All right.
Ready?
Ready.
All right, 8-0 me. Stop praying. That ain't gonna save you now. It's 9-0 me. It's literally 10-0
me. Just go. You're gonna actually confuse me. Shh, I'm centering myself.
Open your third eye, bitch. Here we go.
Okay, go.
Name three bodily fluids.
Semen, saliva, blood.
Whoa. Wow.
Wait, did the timer just start?
Okay, first of all, I think it's cute that you're still trying to play with me, but it's 12 to 1.
You're ridiculous.
Dog, I love you. I love you. I love you, I mean it. But it's 13 to 1.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Name three times that slower is better.
Ooh, on the roads. Shit.
Oh, where's the button?
I think faster is always better.
Oh, whatever.
Damn, I need more time for that one.
Oh, is that 3-1?
You know what? I want to call in and complain about this little sitch right here. Look, this is some bullshit.
Go.
All right, here we go. I feel like these cards were meant for us today. Name three lesbians.
Me, you, and any woman.
No. First of all, you lost.
I said any woman.
I heard
woman.
The beads going. You, any woman is any not woman. A lesbian.
Any woman could According be a lesbian. Any woman could be a lesbian.
No, that's not true.
Have you ever seen a woman?
That's...
Okay, any woman could be a lesbian.
Many women, but no.
I think I deserve that point. Leave it to the audience. Okay. You let us know. No. Do I deserve that? Any woman could be a lesbian.
You don't deserve that point. That's not true. You know how many?
Not even spaghetti is straight when it's wet.
Oh.
Okay.
We need new buttons.
Name three laws easily broken.
Oh, spinning. Oh, shit.
But why do you short circuit? It's like your brain says.
I didn't want to say really bad laws.
What?
Well, because laws easily broken,
like
but like.
Jaywalking?
Well, I was going to say littering, but then I'm like, no, I feel bad. So bad. Right, because I don't want to litter. Like, we don't litter. We pick up trash.
Yeah.
So that's when I was like, beep, beep, boop, bing, boom, bing.
Well, good job here. I think I'm winning.
So should I get the point? No. 18 to 1. It's been fun playing with you. I'm sorry it hurts so bad. Okay. Says 20 to 1.
Whatever.
Right here. See it? Okay. Okay. My turn.
Oh, God. This is why we don't play games. Have you noticed that you and I never play games, just us two? And that the only game that you and I have played, just us two, was that farm game that then we played for 13 hours straight, just planting and harvesting and planting and harvesting. But otherwise, we never play games alone. And I think that this is why. No, we always play with other people. Mm-hmm. But I think this is why.
Why?
We suck at playing games, just you and I.
Because you get so annihilated by me.
No.
Dude, 48 to 0.
We messed up the rules. We don't know who's scoring.
Look, bro, second time.
Just because you crumple up a piece of paper doesn't give you any kind of credibility.
48-1, literally.
Yeah, one you.
Yep. Want to do a couple more rounds and then we move on to another game.
Okay, yeah. All right. Okay. All right. Whose turn is it, though?
It's my turn.
Okay, name three people who are in the mafia.
My mom, my dad, and you.
Yeah. I'm not in the mafia, but like I would have said the same thing. 100 points to Gryffindor.
Places you should not get a tattoo.
Inside of your lips, inside of your other lips, on your butt.
I just want to know which one were the first lips you were thinking of.
You'll never know.
Oh no.
Okay. Go give my turn.
Oh no. Oh boy.
Name three reasons to call in sick.
Oh, explosive diarrhea. You slipped and broke your ass.
And that's it. Time's up. Great job. My turn.
That was a really good
explosive diarrhea was the only one that you actually gave and finished.
Okay. Get creative with this one. You feel me?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Ways to remove hair.
Waxing. Plucking. Threading. Girl, got it on lock. Girl. Diaries of a girl with big eyebrows. Name three things that you would steal if you could.
Oh, the Eiffel Tower, all the animals from the zoo, and a different... You...
The game is 5 seconds, not eight. You're going to have to speed up the way you deliver
but these. But my dreams are big.
Get to know them better then. Yeah. Oh, you can handle it. No. Emily.
You can suck them out.
You are officially on probation.
Suck them out like am I. Germania.
German. Emily's that person in the game that takes forever. On her turn. So long that often you're like, whose turn is it? Because Em is still on hers.
You can shook an eye. Name three reasons to apologize.
You're sorry you hurt someone's feelings. You did something bad.
Boring, boring, boring.
Okay.
I lit your eyebrows on fire. I stole all your underwear. I took your mom's identity.
Wow. All of a sudden, she can answer the question, right? All of a sudden, she beats the 5 second timeline. Very funny. Name three assets of the opposite sex.
Oh, nothing. Definitely not the hair and smelly.
I don't know if that counts.
Nothing. Ask me one more. Ask me one.
Nothing. Definitely not the hair and smelly. Okay. name three STDs.
Oh, chlamydia, gonorrhea, y puteria.
No.
Puteria affects one in ten people.
We are all affected by puteria. Just matters if you know how to switch it on or off.
Name three things you'd hate to find in your burrito.
Hair, an animal, a nail. That counts.
I know it counts. I'm just thinking about the people eating chicken and steak burrito. 810, me.
Give me the card, the thing.
No. Waiting for Jim to grab a card. She's losing so fucking hard.
Okay. I quit. But I do have a really good idea.
Tell me.
I have a game that we can play.
Okay.
That you love. Mm-hmm. That's not points based. So none of us have to count, even though it was very clearly 73-0. That game, me winning.
Me winning.
Me winning. But there's no points to this game, which will be to our advantage because obviously neither of us can keep count.
Okay.
It's just a game that you love, that I love, called, drum roll please, Would You Rather? Again.
Thank you. Thank you.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama. And we're reflecting on what matters most. I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura Podcast Network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Diamonds Direct spring sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
All right, you go first.
Okay. Let's start it off light, nice
yeah,
and light.
Yeah.
Warm up. Would you rather slide down naked down a very inclined slide of razor blades into a pool of alcohol? Or would you rather put toothpicks under all your toenails and kick a wall as hard as you can? Just a little light one to start.
It's toothpicks.
You can see Jem's eyes right now.
Toothpicks, and the reason is it'll leave a smaller mark. They will both be excruciating.
I mean, I get it, but like, imagine kicking the wall with one leg and then having to kick it with the other.
Honestly, you should have points removed for the goosebumps that I have on my head right now.
That should get points added on your head.
Okay. Would you rather watch your conception or have your parents watch your children's conception?
Whoa. Well, my children are dogs, so
no,
I'm going to have
your future child.
Well, you know what? I'm gay. So it would probably be strangers.
Turkey baster?
Okay, wait.
Okay,
watching my conception, like, do I have a time machine and I'm going back in time and I'm there in person, or is it on a camera?
I meant like on a camera, but sure, time machine.
No, no. You can't abridge it now.
I didn't.
No.
You asked me and I'm answering.
I would scoop my eyes out with a ice cream scooper.
That's not an option.
It is. You never.
One or the other. One or the other. You know the game. You know how.
Okay, I'd have them watch my children's conception, and I would never have children.
No workaround.
It's called a loophole. Wants me, if you're listening, law school's out there, I will take
that is
a scholarship.
Not a loophole.
I will take it.
It's not how
everybody
would you
says
rather
Jem's a lawyer, but I'm sneaky and I'm small and I'm ready to crawl.
Exactly. You're the kind of person I'd probably be defending.
Mm. Oh my God. Go, no. Okay, your turn.
Okay. This is really dark. Okay, I know that you think that you're the queen of darkness over here, but you got some competition.
All right, let's hear it.
Eat your dogs or have your dogs eat you?
Have my dogs eat me.
That's crazy, Emily. You don't really feel that way.
I do.
If the world was ending and it was either your dogs eat you or you eat your
if
dogs.
If the world is ending, I don't want to be alive. Let them eat me. I can't kill my dogs. Can't do it. I wouldn't be able to live.
If that was the only way that you could survive?
I would die.
But what if you had people that depended on you?
I don't.
But what if you did? Because the world isn't ending right now, so. Well, it kind of is. It's on its way.
All right, but I'll take their foot. That's enough to sustain me. I don't have to kill their whole ass.
Their foot?
Yeah.
There's nothing in dog feet that would sustain
you. Says you.
Says dog feet.
No. Oh, yeah, because you're a, you know, what's it called?
I connoisseur would venture to guess feet? That dog feet cannot offer you a lot of sustenance. Yeah, not on their feet.
Yeah.
No, it's just feet.
Hello, you never had, what's a turkey
have
leg?
Have I ever had
turkey
dog
leg.
Feet?
Turkey no. leg?
Turkey leg. Uh-huh. Not
okay,
turkey
even
foot.
One leg. They'll be able to survive. I'm not killing them. No
but
chance.
But that's not, but that wasn't the question. The question was,
I'd let them kill me. Why do I want to stay alive if the world is ending anyway and the only ones left are me and my dogs? God, I.
And maybe your children and maybe I don't some have other to families. But you might. You might.
No, that's not. You have to have said that at the beginning of the question. You know what? This is too.
I disagree. I disapprove of your answer.
No.
But I will accept it. Your turn.
Okay, my turn. Here we go. Would you rather never be able to hear music again? Or never be able to experience like taste or the satisfaction of eating again?
Wow. I would pick never to be able to taste or the satisfaction of eating again, because I'd be one skinny, joyful, musical bitch.
I don't eat anyway, so I'll take.
Would you rather have fingernails so long that you couldn't pick anything up, or a tongue so long that it always hung out of your mouth and you could barely speak?
Wow. I feel like I'd be really fucking popular if I had a tongue that long. I mean, Jesus.
No, but like, it's so long that like it doesn't have like full function, you know?
For
it's like,
full function for
it's like
something.
The guy with the 18-inch schlong. Who like...
I'm sorry, what?
The guy with the 18... The guy... Isn't it like 18 inches? The guy who...
Why
like,
are you asking me?
Because I know that you know. I know that you love this kind of shit. The guy... You know, he like hung weights on his foreskin and it ended up growing so long. But like it's useless,
babe,
you know? It's flaccid.
Hey, hold my hand.
Yeah.
I know that it's you. I love you. It's what? Okay. I know that you're talking about yourself.
You're so dumb. Okay, but yeah. It'd be... Your tongue would be like that. Like virtually useless. So which one?
What's my other option again?
Fingernails so long that you can't pick anything up.
Shit, I need both those things.
Yeah. That's why it's called.
I guess I'll take
rather.
The fingernails so I can sing still. Would you rather have to kill one of your family members or torture 10 strangers?
One of my family members? Like, this is the trolley question. This is the trolley question, and there's no winning answer here, and I don't know why you've put me in that position.
All right.
I feel very offended by this question. No, I'm not doing it.
Okay.
Although, if you would have specified family member, perhaps I would have had an answer.
Okay, would you rather go on Instagram Live?
Okay.
You have to go on Instagram Live naked and put various fruits. You have to do like a sensual dance with various fruits naked on Instagram Live.
Are okay. the fruits like covering my...
No. They're everywhere.
No-no square?
Everywhere but your no-no square. Your narples are open. Your rah-rah.
Oh, so there. My no-no square is covered.
No, nothing is covered.
But my, you know what? My boobs are for the people. They should enjoy those. They should enjoy them. So, okay. Uh-huh. Continue.
So you got to do a naked fruit dance on Instagram.
Semi-naked fruit dance on Instagram
or
Live.
You can never go on Instagram ever again.
Instagram, I mean.
You're like, there's still TikTok.
Literally. There's TikTok like there was Vine. I'm sure there's another one on its way that we don't know about yet.
Babe, do you remember what the first game you ever played was?
Probably Peekaboo. Was it? I think that, just think about it. Probably, you know. If somebody played Peekaboo with me as a kid.
I didn't mean like that. Like, I feel like I played Twister a lot, you know.
Tag was probably my first. We all played hide and seek. That was I think that was everybody's first game. Hide and seek. Or no, I
guess
don't know.
I meant board games.
I had a leapfrog. So I know that there were like some educational games there. I think that it's clear that I've won both rounds, both games.
Wait, talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you. Hmm. I'm just speaking the truth here.
Whatever you say. Everybody knows the truth.
They do.
100 to 1. Literally me.
Your face. No, listen. We should probably say goodbye. In a way, we haven't in a while. I don't know if you're up for this.
Okay.
I think we should Garth and Kat our way out of here.
Oh, you think so?
I think so.
Explain to people what Garth and Kat are.
If they don't know, they got to figure it out. Just look up Garth and Kat. But I think that we should Garth and Kat our way out of this.
Well, it's not actually Garth and Kat because, I mean, we've been preparing for this.
Yeah.
We've been like getting.
No, totally. I just didn't want to make people nervous by listening and knowing that we've been working on this song.
Yeah.
For so long.
I know.
And putting it out there like this, you know, being as vulnerable as we have been, but really just taking the next step with you guys, it's something that we're not sure, or we weren't sure at least, that we were ready for. But for some reason, today feels like the right day for something like this.
Yeah. Especially after all the hours that we put into rehearsal.
Yes.
All right.
And the choreography, which one day we'll be able to show you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to start just right here. So we've actually been working on an entire album, but we're going to start with one song to say goodbye to you all.
Yeah. So.
And you remember what it's called?
Yes. I remember what it's called.
We Love to Game.
Yeah.
All right.
So, take it away.
All right. So it goes like this.
Hey. Yeah.
Do you remember the night I told you to come over, but you told me that you wouldn't. Trying to play a game and you told me you couldn't.
What? So that was our wacky wacky episode. And I have some really, really exciting news.
What's that?
To share. And it is that Mission Control has now opened. We are now accepting messages via voicemail at our In Our Own World Pod headquarters phone number.
So if you want to reach us for whatever reason, please send us empanadas with vegan filling that you made at your house, please. That's the only thing we'll accept.
That's the only reason you want people to call?
No, they can call for whatever reason, but I'll take the empanadas.
Okay, so if you want to reach us, you can call us at 408-837-1213. Or if you didn't catch that, you can go to our website, www.inourownworldpod.com, and you can see all the info there.
That's right, baby. We can't wait to hear from you guys. Please reach out. And thank you for joining us. I hope you took a breath and a laugh and, you know, get off your iPads, play some games, take a load off. We have had a blast having you in our quote-unquote living room here, because if you were, we would definitely be playing a game. And we hope to see you next week to continue our space travel and this beautiful journey that we have with you. Thanks for listening, and thanks for joining us on In Our Own World.
We love you.
Bye.
This is a Moonflower production in partnership with iHeart's My Cultura podcast network. For more podcasts, visit the iHeartRadio app or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.